In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher, with me, your host, Muhammad. Today, we're going to talk about why anti-heroes are glorified in today's world. Stay tuned.
Peace be with you, my brother, my friend. Come join me at the fire once again. It bears no judgment, shame or pride. It warms from every side. Its light is lost without your eyes.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program The Teacher. Today we're going to discuss the topic of why anti-heroes are glorified in today's world. By anti-heroes, we mean people who are very powerful and have a lot of influence on the world, yet they are bad and evil people. The problem is that these anti-heroes are portrayed as heroes in the mass media, and people think that they're heroes while they're not. But these are not the only people who are praised and honored in today's world. There are certain people who may not have that much power, but they influence people in other ways. For example, someone who writes and speaks against Islam and portrays Islam as a backward religion is praised and awarded by the world tyrants because their goal is to undermine Islam as much as they can. They see Islam as a threat to their interests, so they do whatever they can to get rid of it. These people are their heroes, but our enemies and anti-heroes. So we have to see from what perspective we call certain people heroes and anti-heroes. Yes, if you are a fair and irreligious person who supports the ideas of the world arrogant powers, your heroes will be the anti-heroes of all good Muslims and righteous human beings. But when we look at the world, we see that most people are supportive of evil people, and that is why these villains and anti-heroes are glorified, honored, respected, and praised in the world. Our duty as Muslims is to always fight them and never surrender. We should not allow such people to try to destroy Islam and what is good. We must fight evil.
Ya Allah, ya Mannan, haqqiq amalina, waffiqna fi kulli an, fi ma sa'ina.
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. We were discussing how anti-heroes in today's world are glorified. Who are anti-heroes in today's world? They are those who are committing crime and oppression in the world. They're the ones who pretend that they're supporters of human rights and good people when actually they're not. Anti-heroes are the agents of the Satan, or even human devils themselves who teach the Satan. When people look at these people, they see that they speak very eloquently and say nice things, and it's as if they have our best interests at heart. But the thing is, these people are materialistic and motivated by carnal desires such as ruling over the world, plundering the resources of all countries, spreading their evil ideas, and satisfying their carnal and sexual lusts. These people are consumed with lust. When people see and hear such anti-heroes, they think that if they glorify them and support them, they will be also able to satisfy their interests. So the problem lies in both the anti-hero's motives and also the wishes and aspirations of the people who glorify them. If we learn to never listen to these people and have the insight to recognize and distinguish the anti-hero from the hero, we will be successful in our lives. Heroes should be glorified and praised, not anti-heroes. Who are the heroes? They're people who demand justice, who fight oppression, stand up for their rights, and are not willing to abandon their lofty and noble ideals. Now let's listen to Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, who's going to talk about today's topic.
All of people, you know, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, we're all part of a family. You have family members that are black sheep. They're still part of the family. So we're all part of a human family. Now, indeed, there are something called shayateen al-ins out there. These people, they're not part of our family. There's demonic people out there. And God knows where they came from, why they're here, but they're here. These are the people that do the most heinous things, and we can't comprehend. You read about things sometimes in the paper or online or something, and you can't wrap your head around what is this, right? But this is the sick culture that breeds a type of real disease in people. So there are those people out there. And you know, I know somebody who became Muslim who had been a drug smuggler. And he told me that he witnessed a ritual sacrifice in Mexico of a person to ensure the drugs got across safely. Right? So there's people that do this type of stuff. There are people that worship the devil. It's hard to imagine, but there are people that do that. But the vast majority of people on this planet are not human traffickers, they're not rapists, they're not murderers. They're just people just like you trying to get through life, trying to understand this place. Right? Really. That's the majority. And that's why we should have generally a good opinion of people, that they're not bad, they're not evil. But we also have to keep in mind that there is that segment. Thank God it's a small minority, but it's real. So we have to keep those people into mind. We can't be all, it's not all lovey-dovey. You know, it'd be nice if we could all get together and sing Kumbaya, but it doesn't work like that, right? And that's why you need people, you need warriors, you need the samurai, the Bushido people, you need the Mujahid, you need those people that want to fight for good. But it has to be done within the confines of legitimacy, right? And they're good people. There's good policemen. And then there's the bad ones. But there are good ones. One of the interesting things about humans is young children, they don't want to be the Joker. They don't want to be Lex Luthor. They want to be Superman. Right? Bat Kid. You know, he wanted to be bat. He wanted to save people. That's fitra. Right? The other one is, it's a perversion of fitra. Right? And that's part of what's happened in our culture is that these anti-heroes, where the films now, they make the heroes the evil ones. There's a moral obligation in literature. If you read Shakespeare, all the bad guys get theirs in the end. None of them. Read Richard III. Right? They all get theirs in the end. Even a lot of the good ones, because of some tragic flaw that they have, like Othello. It brings them down, their hubris, or their jealousy, or their ignorance. Right? But this is consistent in all great literature. They do not glorify evil people. And that's one of the things about our culture that's deeply troubling, is the glorification of these anti-heroes. And that's clearly demonic. It's just simply coming from the demonic realm, because a lot of these artists are no longer working within any spiritual tradition other than an occultic spiritual tradition, a demonic spiritual tradition. So they're not providing moral edification in their stories. What they're doing is quite the opposite. They're corrupting the souls of young people that normally would not be inclined towards. But every actor knows the fun part is playing the evil guy. Even C.S. Lewis, when he wrote Screwtape's Letters, he said he could never do the angelic one because it was too difficult. The evil character is the default setting. That's the default set. That's why it's so easy for people to fall into vice.
شربنا على فكري
حبيبي مدامتا
ساكرنا بها من قال
لأن يخلق الكرم
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. So as we were saying, anti-heroes, unfortunately, are being glorified in today's world instead of heroes. An anti-hero could be a Muslim or non-Muslim. Just because a person who has a lot of influence, power, and fame is a Muslim, it doesn't mean that he is a hero. Yes, we even have Muslim anti-heroes. And as a matter of fact, it is these Muslim anti-heroes which are glorified the most by our enemies. Because when a Muslim is acting and speaking against Islam and aligns himself with the enemies of Islam, he will be held up as an example of an acceptable or so-called moderate Muslim by the enemies. We Muslims must be very careful that we don't fall into this trap. We should try to follow the example of people among us who are truly our heroes. We should really do our best to tell the difference between a hero and an anti-hero. A good person thinks a bad person's hero is an anti-hero, and likewise, a bad person thinks a good person's hero is an anti-hero. If we look at history, we will see that there were many heroes and anti-heroes. Our third Imam, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, is an all-time hero of all Muslims due to his self-sacrifice and fight against the anti-hero of his time, Yazid, the son of Muawiyah. Likewise, in our time, we have to see who is the one following the footsteps of Imam Hussein, and we must consider that person as our hero. We must glorify him, support him, and follow his instructions. We must see who are the Yazids and anti-heroes of our time. We must condemn them, hate them, and fight them, just like our imams did in the past.
I long for a world so pure and free. I wish for others all.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher. You can log on to our website at parsetoday.com or email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It's a gift. I will never let go of true love. I will give my body and
soul for true love. Every day in my heart I feel it grow with true love. Oh, oh, true love, 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 yeah. Each day I'll extend my hand, give my all and